For me, it's there are two roles that it just has. One is
kind of explains that kind of out
expressive
things that matter
Jacob!
A lot.
The thing where you're trying to make yourself life for a moment to someone else in
Faith.
A room. And then the other act is a social coming together. Like,
have
you know, someone plays
will always line
maybe
up
an old Beatles song and everyone starts singing sail. Along. And it's for the sake of community. I feel that through my music, there's many of the most essential qualities of myself. It's about something that has to be true to what is going on inside me. So some of that is some humor. There's a lot of optimism. There's some fear. I'd like to think a sense of strength. And, you know, all of those things interplay with each other at the same time. And so maybe that's the crux of my music, is kind of reconciling a lot of different elements of myself, hopefully in a manner that can be shared with other people in a way that they relate to and are able to hopefully understand something about themselves by listening to my music. Not necessarily that same thing about myself.
There seems to be very few musicians who take as much deep speculation and analysis of what their music really is and means to them. That's not to say that today's musicians aren't driven by passion and emotion, but that so much of today's music in the American media is based on production value rather than art, emotion, and divinity that so many cultures of the rest of the world still cherish. Berkeley musician Jacob Wolkenhauer, a UCB graduate of dance and performance studies, still believes in these ideologies. He explains that music, like dance, is a very personal art.
I feel like I've learned so much about music composition by the dance and choreography classes I took in college, because it's a very similar art form in terms of you have textural things that are abstract, because I'm playing instrumental music, and that they're happening in time. So how do you arrange events that occur and textures for the most kind of universally accessible and still hopefully ultimately personal at the same time, in terms of, you know, I'll repeat this and then instead of doing it up here, be it, you know, up here notes or up here standing on my feet, I'll do it down here in terms of maybe bass or maybe rolling on the floor. And so the two are very interchangeable conceptually for me. And so that's where I think a lot of my composition comes from, my dance experience.
Every Monday night at Blake's on Telegraph, in between working the sound mixer, Jacob performs for the Songwriter Symposium, an open mic event where all are welcome to share their music. There's only one rule to performing at the symposium: everything must be done acoustically and without unnatural modulation. For many, this may be limiting, not for Jacob. His guitar transforms into an extension of himself as he uses his hollow body acoustic to control and manipulate the sound by means of movement and percussion, along with the traditional guitar playing techniques.
Well, I think it's ritualistic because it has kind of a primal element to it, and it's kind of spacey at the same time. Like, there's some sense of something that's not necessarily affected by gravity and time and light and heat and things that, you know, we're used to. So it's maybe a Martian ritual. I think that's what my music sounds like.
Jacob is currently working on his second self-produced album, which should be available at performances and online by the coming summer. In the meantime, you can catch him every Monday at Blake's, or you can visit and listen to him online at www.jacobw.net.
I take a lot of time, because it really matters. Because to, you know, have a chorus that repeats four times says something about the message of a song, and to not says something else, and then what's the balance there? And it's just about making sure that the delivery is very well thought out.